Hello everybody, welcome to Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly.
August past Tuesday brought 107 fixes from Microsoft, including patches for one publicly known zero-day vulnerability and 13 critical flaws. The biggest risks this month are attackers getting higher privileges, running malicious code remotely, and stealing sensitive information, all without needing the user to click anything. The majority of fixes are for Windows, followed by Office and other Microsoft products. One notable vulnerability could let attackers with high-level access become full domain administrators on Windows networks. Another allows hackers to take complete control of a system just by getting users to open a specially crafted image file. No passwords or clicks needed. Microsoft Office and Windows graphics components are also at risk, with several critical flaws that could allow remote code execution if a malicious file is opened. Plus, there are new critical vulnerabilities in Microsoft's cloud and virtualization services. For most of these issues, Microsoft has already released patches, but not every high-risk problem can be fixed with an update. Businesses need to make sure their systems are up-to-date and plan ahead for when Windows 10 support ends later this year. Remember, even when a patch is available, speedy updates are key to staying safe. If you run Microsoft products, check for updates now. And if you are in IT or security, make sure your patching plan covers not just Windows, but Office, cloud services, and virtual machines too. In today's threat landscape, quick actions can save you from major headaches and keep your businesses secure. Coding bootcamps used to be a popular way for people without college degrees to get high-paying tech jobs. But today, as artificial intelligence changes the tech world, bootcamps are struggling, and many graduates are finding it much harder to land jobs than before. Let's look at Jonathan Skim's story. He spent almost $20,000 on a coding bootcamp, applied to more than 600 jobs, and only got 2 technical interviews with no offers. He's not alone. Just a few years ago, most bootcamp grad could expect job offers. Now, less than half are finding work in tech. What's changed? AI. AI is now good enough to write tests and even fix code on its own. Because of this, companies are hiring fewer entry-level developers. For example, new graduate hiring in tech has dropped by half since before the pandemic. At the same time, companies are paying huge salaries, sometimes even up to $100 million to top AI researchers. But these jobs are only for experts, not bootcamp grads. This shift is changing the way companies hire. They are going back to focusing on top universities, and it's getting harder for people outside that system to break into tech. So, what does this mean for the future? The road to a tech career is becoming tougher, especially for those hoping to jump in quickly with a bootcamp. As AI keeps changing the industry, anyone thinking about a tech career will need to adapt faster than ever. In the world of software, it's tempting to chase every new tool and framework. But what separates good engineers from great ones? Mastering the fundamentals. Think of it like building a skyscraper. Without a solid foundation, even the flashiest structure will collapse. For software engineers, that foundation is built on 6 core pillars. First, data structures, like arrays, lists, and hash tables are how we organize and access data efficiently. Next, algorithms, the step-by-step methods for solving problems, help us write faster, more reliable code. Then, system design teaches us to build applications that can scale and adapt as they grow. We also need to understand computer science basics, how operating systems, networks, and databases work under the hood. Programming paradigms like object-oriented and functional programming shape how we approach different problems. And let's not forget mathematics, which powers everything from graphics to machine learning. Why does this matter? Because tools and languages change, but the fundamentals stay the same. A strong grasp of these basics means you can learn new technologies faster, solve tougher problems, and work better with your team. So, next time you are tempted by the latest tech trend, remember, true skill comes from mastering the core, build your foundation first, and you will be ready for whatever comes next. In today's software world, using AI like large language models is not just a new tool, it's become a new skill in itself. Think of LLMs as mirrors. The quality of what they produce reflects the skill of the person using them. That means being a great programmer in the pre-AI era doesn't automatically make you great in the AI-powered era. So, how do companies spot truly skilled AI operators? The world tech interviews are broken, candidates can easily cheat, and AI can solve nearly every standard coding problem thrown at them. Top engineers today don't just memorize prompts, they deeply understand how these models work, their strengths and weaknesses, and how to get the most out of them. They experiment, build their own tools, and use AI to automate parts of their life beyond just code. Interviews need to change. Instead of banning AI, let candidates use it, then watch how they dance with it. Can they explain the code, the model rights? Can they critique it, iterate, and adapt? Do they get hands-on or do they rely on AI to do all the thinking? The best candidate will be curious, resourceful, and always learning. Still, screening for real AI skill is expensive and imperfect. Companies are searching for new ways to find signal in all the noise. One thing is clear, in the age of AI, standing still means falling behind fast. Staying curious and embracing deliberate practice with these new tools, that's what sets the real pros apart. The AWS Solutions Architect Professional Exam is one of the most challenging cloud certifications out there. Amit Umiyerov, a seasoned cloud engineer, recently passed the exam and shared his tips for others. Amit says, the exam test more than memorization, questions are complex and require real-world decision-making. He recommends starting with the associate level exam if you are new to AWS and taking sample questions if you are experienced to see if you are ready for the professional level. For preparation, Amit used video lectures and practice exams, focusing especially on areas where he struggled. He found hands-on experience, targeted study, and clear strategy to be key. On exam day, he tackled the questions he was sure about first, then went back to the harder ones. Amit also noticed he was tested on some AWS services he had not used before, a reminder to stay up to date with new cloud tools. He encourages anyone considering this exam to practice, plan, and not give up. Passing the AWS Solutions Architect Professional Exam is tough, but with dedication and the right approach, it's definitely achievable.
Bye-bye from Madhusudan Zubili Tech Weekly. See you next week.